Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we bring into the program now a former governor of Virginia, former host here on WRVA, former Governor Doug Wilder. Governor, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, Gary, and I liked being that former host because I really enjoyed that tenure that I had at WRVA. It was fantastic. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, you too. I told somebody just recently I loved it when you did that show because you'd come in sometimes and walk back to my desk whenever you wanted to chat about sports, and you and I could do that very well, and most of those topic discussions needed to stay off air, and that's where they'll stay. But.
Good deal, Gary. Always good.
Yep, always good to talk to you. Okay, so let's start with this, Governor. The second debate is in the books. As you look back at the two debates, how would you characterize what you've seen from the two candidates on the debate stage, first in Southwest Virginia and then earlier this week in Northern Virginia?
Well, I think they were a start. The unfortunate thing, in both of the debates, the moderators allowed repeated violations of time restraints, and that allowed people, the viewers, to question the fairness of that. You know, if you're told that you've got X amount of time to respond and you'll be cut off, that you cut it off. Any debates that I've been involved with, whether I was participating as a candidate or as a moderator, I'd like to see that take place. And so I think the debates pretty much have shown what I think our Wilder school poll has shown. It's closer than people think. The candidates themselves, in my judgment, should explain what they are specifically going to do relative to the issues. And I think that the allowing of surrogates to speak for you on the stump is one thing, but when you're in a debate, that people want to hear what you've got to say. They want to hear specifically what you have done and what you're going to do.
Let's start with Terry McAuliffe, and let me ask you this. Do you notice a difference between McAuliffe as governor 2014 to 2018 and the McAuliffe who's the candidate now?
Well, if there is, I haven't seen it. The question that I think is more important is that the issues need to be addressed. For instance, if McAuliffe was the governor 4 years ago, and certain things are coming up now that people are rejecting, and I'm speaking about things in education, and I'm speaking about things with the parole board, things with the Virginia Employment Commission. Those issues haven't been addressed. So has McAuliffe changed from when he was governor dealing with those issues to now? Does he see a difference? Does he see a need? And I think the better answer to that question is you've got to identify who you are and what you've done. When you said bringing jobs to Virginia, well, how did you do it? How did you bring them? And what issues did you set forth to accomplish that then and now?
Governor, the issues are aplenty. And you mentioned the parole board. Should the parole board be more of an issue in this election?
I don't think it's the parole board that should be the issue. The question is who's in charge? Who are the leaders of government? The governor handles the parole board. They report directly, responsibly to him. And so it's not a matter of whether we need to do something about the parole board. When you appoint the people to the parole board, they are told what their responsibilities are and what they need to do. If they don't do them, you get rid of them. Now, if that parole board has been in violation of what was expected, I don't see any issue as to why they're still there.
You mentioned the VEC. That's been a big problem in the Northam administration. Does handling that issue moving forward need to be addressed by both candidates? And does the anything that's happened with the Northam administration, does that automatically tied to McAuliffe?
Exactly, because whatever Northam inherited came from McAuliffe. These were the people who were there. Was it working well then? Okay, fine. You run on that. If it has not worked, what have you proposed to do about changing it? If nothing, then you are stuck with that. And so, yes, you can't run away from your past. It's there. The record speaks for itself. One of the advantages an incumbent does have is that an incumbent can run on your record. In Virginia, we don't have that incumbency. But we've had McAuliffe now saying that he had to come back because things were so bad that he had to come back and straighten them out. Because, as he called it, it was time for bold, imaginative leadership. And has that been provided? If so, where? Where is it not being provided now, and what needs to be shored up? I haven't yet heard that. And maybe some people have, but it hasn't been made clear to me.
The headline coming out of the latest debate was McAuliffe saying that parents should not have a role in deciding what's taught in public schools. Do you think that was a mistake on his part saying that?
Yes. And if you notice, I didn't quibble and hesitate to say that. If parents don't have a say-so in terms of their kids' education, then who does? And I don't think anyone is waiting for that answer to come forth. You know what that answer is. The question is, should parents be involved from the beginning in terms of what their child's education is going to look like? And then when you consider many of the things that are taking place relative to education, where Virginia ranks as it relates to K through 12, where many of the schools in the area rank, Virginia, Petersburg, Charles City, and Richmond. Then when you consider that the Virginia Department of Education, its top 13 positions don't have a single minority position, a person in it. Now, that didn't just start. That was there when McAuliffe was governor. It's here now. Is anybody going to change that? Or are you going to create some more positions to make certain that you have what is called diversity. What is going on needs to be valued to the extent of delivery of services. And it gets back again to money. My one-word definition of politics is money. You name the issue and you tell me where the money comes from to fix it. You tell me how the money is being spent. And it needs to be spent more wisely and more prudently as it relates to the delivery of services.
Well, there's certainly plenty of money in this campaign.
Oh, God.
That is for sure.
I never see anything like it. Every other minute, there's an ad on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And I had someone say to me that the debates for governor don't necessarily get great ratings. So it's about what from the debate can be turned into a television commercial to make an impact in that. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think a debate is the showcase. It's the opportunity for that snapshot to be taken as it relates to where the people stand, particularly in the polls. But those snapshots change. And I think the more important thing in the debates is that there has to be relativity and a connection with the people. The people have got to feel, when I say people, the voters, that they're involved. And I think sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And to the extent that you have the directness of the candidate themselves before and after the debate, campaigning. People used to tell me when I campaigned, when I had people in front of me saying, what's your vote? They said, we're not interested in talking to you. We want to talk to him. What do you got to say about this issue? Speak to us. And I think the absence of that, there's too much in between the candidate and the people. There needs to be a closer relationship to letting the people and the public know just who you are and what you stand for and what you plan to do for them.
We're talking to former Governor Doug Wilder, always an enjoyable conversation. Governor, obviously the turnout and the numbers of people who vote is greater in a presidential year. That's obvious. So the turnout is going to be a critical word in deciding this race. And voter enthusiasm often leads to turnout. And there's a lot of thoughts that right now Glenn Youngkin is leading in voter enthusiasm. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, I would think that people see newness in that candidate, and they see something that would spark enthusiasm. The one of the things that our polls at the Wilder School show is that we are sampling likely voters. Other polls, and I'm not being critical of them because people do what they choose, many still are going by what turned out in the presidential election. That isn't going to be that degree of enthusiasm in Virginia. And so you need to calculate that, plan for that, and to be certain. And I think people are saying, okay, we need to see something that's new and exciting. And I think they're looking at what was passed, and they're saying, is this good enough for us? And so I think the independents likewise play such a great role, and Virginia is known to have that crossover from election to election.
Do you see this as I know the polls have been tightening somewhat. Do you see this as a race that's going to go to the wire?
Yes, I do, because you've got other things that you got to consider, and that is one of the reasons that McAuliffe is running is because he said he had to come back, and everybody who was in office had to resign. He said that the lieutenant governor had to resign, that the governor had to resign, and the attorney general had to resign. And it didn't take him any time. He said that they had to go because they shouldn't stay in office, and he had to come back. All right. But isn't it interesting now that he's running with that same attorney general that he said had to resign? He's seeking the endorsement and pirating the things from the current governor whom he said he had to resign. And look who he ran against, the three people of color who were the candidates for governorship, and yet he has not given any reason as to why he feels that running with Northam's endorsement and Herring is okay now, but it was heresy then. I haven't heard it. Maybe you have.
No, I haven't either.
I don't think the people of Virginia have heard it.
I hear
this from the people all the time, Gary. They ask me, say, well, I thought he wanted these people to resign. And I would say to you, that is what these are the kinds of questions that moderators should ask in debate. We shouldn't have to guess.
Right.
That's why you're there. Ask the question. Why are you now running with Northam's endorsement?
Right.
Why are you now running with Herring as your attorney general when you said they needed to resign?
Yeah, what's changed in 2 years, right?
Yeah, Your simple apology wouldn't have been good enough then. Then what has that happened to assuage your concerns and your fears? Explain to the people.
Obviously.
I hope that that comes forth.
I hope so,
too. I won't hold my breath. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, you know, politicians not getting specific about their ideas and answering questions is not the first time that hasn't happened.
It ain't nothing new.
That's exactly right. How much of an impact is what's going on in Washington? And I know that's national and this is Virginia, but the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves. President Biden's approval rating is dropping. Does that hurt McAuliffe in this race?
I would not think it helps him. Because I would have believed that McAuliffe had planned to have Biden run with him, trot with him around the state, parroting the kinds of things they would be achieving. And yet, I don't think that you're going to be seeing too much of that. And if you do see it, I don't believe that it's going to have the effect that some may have thought it was going to have. And I think the anti-Trump rhetoric, there's a place for it. There's a time for it. But is that place and time now? People are talking about who's going to be the next governor of Virginia and who's going to deal with the problems in Virginia. Who's going to be looking at the pandemic and as the triple pandemic, as we call it, as it relates to health, education, and the economy and social justice. We need people dealing with these things. And I hear from a lot of people on a regular basis that Donald Trump is not running for any office in Virginia. And so we are interested in solutions to the problems.
Governor, always great to catch up with you. It's been a joy to talk to you, and be well, my
always
friend.
Good, Gary. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself, Gary.
You too, you too. Former Governor Doug Wilder, always enjoy chatting with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.